Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. It's good news for Upper Hunter residents now allowed to travel over the Queensland border. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced today restrictions on travel are now relaxed, with Queensland opening its borders to travellers from everywhere in New South Wales except those in Greater Sydney, which includes 32 local government areas. Queenslanders can now likewise travel into New South Wales. The changes come into effect from November 3rd. The Bushfire Royal Commission final report has been released with a number of recommendations. The inquiry has put forward 80 recommendations, including the coordination of all levels of government during emergencies, an air quality monitoring system. The Commission also recommended state and territory governments expedite the rollout of a new fire danger rating system and an emergency warning app for the whole country. The inquiry happened in the wake of the 2019-20 bushfire season that devastated much of the country. The Royal Commission into Natural Disaster Arrangements tasked the commissioners with an immense job working out not only how to prevent the severity of future bushfire seasons, but all natural disasters. An audit is still ongoing into the coal industry's long service fund. The Newcastle Herald says an audit of long service payments to the 9,000 or so casual mine workers employed in the industry is continuing, with another Senate estimates hearing this week. One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts questioned Labor Senator Deborah O'Neill and the Coal Long Service Leave Chief Executive Darlene Perks, who defended the operation and the integrity of the fund. And the finalists have been announced for the 2020 Hunter Business Awards. The awards night will be held at a COVID-safe gala event for 300 guests at the Civic Theatre on November 20th, with 57 finalists named across 17 different categories. Both the Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Singleton Business Chamber have been named as finalists in the Local Chamber of Commerce Award category. There's a People's Choice Award this year as well, with the community invited to vote for the region's COVID business hero that has gone the extra mile in their response to the pandemic. Head to the Hunter Business Chamber website or social media to cast your vote. And that's your latest local news.